on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And one of the saddest pieces of history being made is the fallout of the murder of 19 children and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas, a week ago. A lot of news broke right after our last broadcast last week and over the long weekend. I want to recap some of it in one of the, frankly, most horrendous and most disturbing issues about it long term, and that is that the law enforcement, the police, didn't go in to stop it when they could. They chickened out. Let me tell you something. This is not limited to Texas. At the Parkland shooting in Florida a few years ago, the security guard with a gun went and hid. He hid, and now he's being criminally prosecuted. 40% of the budget of Uvalde is going to the police, and they did nothing to stop this shooting. So let me give you a hypothetical telephone conference between the governor and the chief law enforcement in Uvalde. It goes something like this. Hello, this is the governor. Am I talking to Chief Doofus McClownface of the Texas Rangers? No, sir. You're talking to Chief Doofus McClownface of the Texas Chickenhawks. Oh, that's right. Okay. So what's going on, McClownface? Well, sir, we have a number of police officers here. We've secured the crime site, and we have barred the shooter into one room. Okay, who's in the room? A lot of kids and teachers. Are there any casualties? Yes, sir. We've reduced it to only 19 children and two teachers. Were the teachers members of the union, McClownface? Affirmative, sir. All right, how are you secured the crime scene? Some parents came screaming, saying, give me your gun, I'll go in and get my kid out. We threw them on the ground and handcuffed them. Good work, McClownface. I'll tell you what, charge them with disorderly conduct, that way there won't be any lawsuits. How long have you been there with the guy inside the classroom? An hour, sir. What are you waiting for? I'm waiting for backup. Who's the backup? We don't know. Where are they coming from? We're not sure. You know something? That was satire, but that is pretty close to what happened. That's very close to what happened. You can call it training, lack of training, anything you want. But the fact is that if a guy is in there with a weapon like an AR-15 to shoot kids, you shoot him, you go in. They finally got in the room to shoot him after an hour. They said the door was locked, they couldn't get in. They got a janitor to open it. The janitor had been there the whole time. Why don't you get it to open it? Kick it open and throw in tear gas. Yeah, that ain't great. Throw in tear gas, and the guy's coughing and stumbling, waving his gun, and gun him down. This is twice this has happened. Parkland, the guy hid. He hid to save himself. Here, they pretended to go through procedures. They secured the crime scene by handcuffing and throwing parents to the ground. They waited an hour. They didn't go in to take this guy down. Yes, he had a gun. I understand that. Throw open the door and throw tear gas in there. That ain't great for the little kids. I understand that. But tear gas isn't going to kill them the way a bullet will kill them. And then what happened as a result of this? Did the actual governor, Greg Abbott, criticize law enforcement? No. He said you can't take guns away from people. There was an NRA convention in Houston a few days later. Did anybody boycott it? No. Trump spoke at it. Cruz spoke at it. Both said that the solution was more guns. More guns in whose hands? Police officers who are afraid to do anything? The police officer in Florida at Parkland is being criminally prosecuted. People are suggesting that the U.S. Justice Department look on this for federal crimes, what the police did. But the truth of the matter is, this is all buck passing, because what they did was, if anything, very likely a state crime, which is dereliction of duty. Same reason the guy in Parkland's being prosecuted, or fire them. You wait an hour for backup, and who is the backup? Other police officers. You wait an hour because you can't get in the door, but you got a janitor to let you in with a key. Why didn't you have the janitor let you in sooner? Why didn't you break down the door? The clown Cruz, the venomous clown senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, said, well, schools should only have one door. And then you station a guy. Now, first of all, have you heard of a fire code? Are you kidding me? One door in a school and there's a fire? What do you think is going to happen? Secondly, what good does it do to put law enforcement at the door if they're going to run away and hide? What good does that do? You know, this thing, I do not know how far they're going to take it. That law enforcement can't possibly stay there. What good are they? What do they do? What do they do here? 19 youngsters, little ones, 10-year-olds, mowed down, almost the same as Sandy Hook in Connecticut. I think there was one more there, but there were six adults. Here there were two. One little girl covered herself with blood and lay there playing possum. I mean, she's a brave little girl, but I'll tell you something. What do you think that does to her psyche the rest of her life? Are you kidding me? And she's going to wake up with nightmares the rest of her life. The rest of her life, seeing her other buddies lying there shot, and she had to play possum. And if she sneezed, then he would have shot her. And those brave teachers that tried to shield them, some people have suggested that you arm the teachers. Are you kidding me? You have a teacher in kindergarten, or in this case, fourth grade, I guess it would be 10 years old. What, they have a six gun at their hip? That's why you have law enforcement. And law enforcement got there very quickly. The guy had shot his grandmother right in the face. And she'd managed to call the 911, and they followed him to the school. The minute they see him with kind of tactical gear on, waving a gun, you shoot him. You shoot him outside, you got to shoot him. I hate to say it, you got to shoot him. Gun him down. Have a bunch of guys at different angles and gun him down like a dog right there in the parking lot. And if he gets in, go in after him. Go in after him from several doors. You can do it without endangering yourself. You see him go into a classroom, he doesn't start shooting right away. Throw in tear gas right away. Disable them. The sad thing was in the Buffalo shooting, remember that a couple of weeks ago, there was a very brave security guard who did shoot the guy multiple times. Unfortunately, he had a bulletproof vest on. And then the security guard got shot. But that security guard didn't run away. He did his job. These guys didn't do their job down there. And they did not do it in Florida either. And if you have law enforcement who handcuffs parents and says, don't go in there to drag your child out, we're waiting for backup, we're going to wait an hour, that's inhuman. That's inhuman. They just like to exercise control over the weak. They don't like to exercise control over the strong, criminal and murderer. And that's really what it comes down to. It's really what it comes down to. I am so angry that that broke right after our last show, live show on Thursday. It started to break, and it broke Friday and over the weekend and Monday. There's been a lot of discussion about it, but I think it's important to weigh in ourselves. And you can say it's training, but you can say that so you're blue in the face. The fact of the matter is, when push comes to shove, when everything's on the line, they've got to act instinctively and with courage and reduce the amount of time to zero, preferably, that that guy's going to have contact with kids and with faculty. They didn't do that here. They just milled around, quote, secured the crime scene, end quote, by handcuffing parents, waiting for people for an hour, waiting to get into the door when the janitor had the key. What the hell? That didn't occur to him? And then the clown crew says we should have one door. The clown, this really, really enraged me. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.